Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting second. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting third. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Olerud. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Butch Husky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alberto Castillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Ordonez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Mlicky. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dave Mlicky. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Bernitz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Hamilton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeff Judden. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jeff Judden. And now, play ball. Edgardo Alfonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alfonso takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Alfonso. The throw from Levis and he is safe. Alfonso steals second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga hits a line drive towards third. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilkey takes first base on ball 4. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hamilton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Olerud for the out. Alfonso moves to third. Gilkey moves to second. Two outs. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vina hits a fly ball into right field. Husky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zerillo strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Becker strikes out. One out. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hamilton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ordonez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bernitz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops it up and throws to first, with Mlicki covering, for the out. One out. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mlicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newfield hits a pop-up towards third. Alfonso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Mlicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mlicki hits a line drive towards right. Burnett's chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Burnett's. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alfonso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alfonso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hamilton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilkey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mlicki moves to second. John Olerud batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Olerud is 0-for-1 in the game. Olerud takes first base on ball 4. Mlicki moves to third. Gilkey moves to second. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Husky is 0-for-1 in the game. Husky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Livas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Livas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Judden is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Judden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vina is 0-for-1 in the game. Vina hits a fly ball into right field. Husky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker strikes out. One out. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Mlicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ordonez. The throw from Livas and he is out, Vina applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Husky throws the ball into Ordonez who tags Valentin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cirillo moves to third. One out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burnett's is walked intentionally. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field. Husky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Mlicky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mlicky is 0 for 1 in the game. Mlicky takes first base on ball 4. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alfonso strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Juden fields it and throws to first for the out. Mlicky moves to second. 2 outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilkey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilkey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso juggles the ball. That's an error on Alfonso. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Levis is 0 for 1 in the game. Levis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newfield moves to second. Jeff Juden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juden is 0 for 1 in the game. Juden bunts in front of the plate. Castillo fields it and throws to third for the out. Levis moves to second. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 2 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Olerud is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Olerud takes first base on ball 4. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Husky is 0 for 2 in the game. Husky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Levis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Becker reaches second base with a double. Olerud moves to third. Matt Franco pinch hits for Alberto Castillo. Matt Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Speyer now catching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Speyer for a passed ball. Cirillo moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to third. One out. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bernitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bernitz is walked intentionally. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom strikes out. There goes Bernitz. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Bob Hamelin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hamelin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamelin is walked intentionally. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Newfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Newfield hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gilkey. Newfield reaches second base with a double. Cirillo scores. Bernitz scores. Hamelin moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Levis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Levis is walked intentionally. Mark Loretta pinch hits for Jeff Juden. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gilkey. Loretta reaches second base with a double. Hamelin scores. Newfield scores. Levis moves to third. It's 5-0, Brewers. Dennis Cook now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 3 in the game. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Alberto Reyes now pitching. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Luis Lopez pinch hits for Dennis Cook. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alfonso takes first base on ball 4. Lopez moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bernitz, who is chasing the ball. Berga reaches third base with a triple. Lopez scores. Alfonso goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Brewers. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berga scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Chad Fox now pitching. John Olerud batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Olerud is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Olerud takes first base on ball 4. Gilkey moves to second. Butch Husky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Husky is 0 for 3 in the game. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gilkey moves to third. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Turk Wendell now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnetz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Burnetz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speyer strikes out. 1 out. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian McRae pinch hits for Turk Wendell. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. McRae reaches second base with a double. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McRae moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg McMichael now pitching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0-for-3 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Grissom. The throw from Speyer and he is out, Ordonez applying the tag. 1 out. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilkey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gilkey strikes out. 1 out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Olerud is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Olerud hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Husky is 0-for-4 in the game. Husky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Becker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.